After nearly 2 months of testimony, a federal jury tomorrow begins deciding its verdict in the murder and racketeering trial of Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger. WBUR's David Boeri was in court today for the lengthy closing arguments in the case. He joins us now from the courthouse. Hi, David.
Hi, Sharon.
So two lawyers spoke on Bulger's behalf this afternoon. J.W. Carney challenged the credibility of some key witnesses, particularly the former Bulger associates who testified under plea deals. But before that, lawyer Hank Brennan spoke about holding others accountable. Tell us about that message.
That's right. The two defense attorneys split their closing argument. One talked about the FBI, the Department of Justice, wrongdoing in general. And Hank Brennan told the jurors, did you hear the truth in this case? Did you hear the justice in this case? Is there fairness in this case? Now, the defense is calling the government's three main witnesses, John Martorano, Stephen Fleming, and Kevin Weeks, depraved liars. And they say that the government's buying the testimony of these witnesses and that the currency is how much freedom the government gives them. At one point, and this got very personal this afternoon, the defense said, Mr. Wyshak paid a great price, but he got his money's worth. That brought an objection for Wyshak. He was overruled, and they continued onward. But they have made a broad case, the defense has, between talking about depraved witnesses and talking about corruption in government, about cowardice, about ends justifying means, which they never should in law enforcement, but did in this case.
Okay, for its part, what is the prosecution asking jurors to remember?
Wyshak this morning, in about 3.5 hours, a phenomenally long closing argument, tied the case together very well and essentially talked about those three government witnesses, those key witnesses, and he owned up to them. And he said, we hold our nose with them. He also conceded that they got deals because they had to get deals under the circumstances that, in fact, they should be spending all their lives in prison. So he stepped away from the government's witnesses who have been lambasted during this trial by the defense. And so he went on to talk about Bulger and as a vicious, violent man who was creating mayhem in the streets of Boston. Wyshak said to the jurors, they didn't hunt animals, they hunted people. They were the scariest people walking the streets of Boston.
David, what happens tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow the judge is going to give the jurors instructions, and then they'll start. It's a long list of instructions because it's a long charging sheet. There are 32 criminal counts, including, and then within the racketeering, the two racketeering counts, there's some 31 predicate acts.
David, do we expect a verdict this week?
You know, if I was on the jury, I might be able to tell you, but I don't think I'd be able to tell you for a couple of days, Sharon. We're going to find out at some point. This is going to take them a long time to get through this sheet. But you know, Fred Wyshak, I mean, it was as dramatic. No surprises here in terms of what the arguments were, but it was very personal. And Wyshak at one point said, they want you to believe how big, bad government needs to learn a lesson in this case. They're asking you to render a verdict that does not comply with the evidence. And when the defense talked about these despicable government witnesses, Wyshak pointed out, hey, these are the same people that hung out with Bulger. And if you paired up each one with Bulger, they'd be two peas in the pod.
David Boeri, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sharon.